You're holding Daf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. In the middle, but the two dots. So the Gemara, Boi Rav Chananya, Yesh Tchumim L'malo Miyasoro, O Yein Tchumim L'malo Miyasoro. Is there an Issa to go out of the Tchum if you are walking higher than 10 Tfachim off the ground? In other words, the Issa Tchumim, Akol Ponim Midrabonin, is you can't walk out of Alpayim Amma on Shabbos. It means from where you are Kena Shvisa, you can't walk Alpayim Amma. So there's an Issa for the Gavra, that's a person, to walk more than Alpayim Amma. What about if he walks L'malo Miyud, which is not so Shchiach to walk, or so high, is there an Issa also? Like Gemara says, what's the case with the Shiloh? Omud Gevoya Sore. If you have an Omud, it's a raised platform, which is Gevoya Sore, it's 10 Tfachim high. V'rochev Arbo, and it's wide, 4x4 Tfachim, so that's like a regular Rishus HaYochid, is Loiti Boiloch. Then for sure, if you walk on top of these planks, there is an Issa going out of the Tchum. Why? This is considered like part of the ground, and Rashi says it means that's a derech to walk on these things. Even though it's high, 10 tefachim off the ground, but since it's wide, dalet by dalet, it's shriach to walk, so there is the yisr not to walk out of the tchum. Kiti boiloch, when we have the shiloh, v'yomod gevoy yasor, we have this plank, which is 10 tefachim high, v'yena rochev abu, it's not wide, 4x4 tefachim. So it's not so easy to walk on these things. Let's say you have a bunch of them, a whole row of them, 100 amas long, a few thousand amas long, and you want to walk from one to the other, and each one is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. Is there an issa to walk out of the tchum? That's the shaila. Inami the cause of b'kvitza, or else you're going by jumping. The Rashi learns b'kvitza means b'shem, like you say Hashem's name, and you're able to fly. So somebody can fly above Yud Tfachim and go out of the Tchum, is it also or not? Lishnachrina, another pshat is, Bisvina, Mai, what's the loch if you go on a ship? That a ship that starts to travel on Shabbos. Now usually a ship is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, as the water is much higher than 10 Tfachim off the ground. So the shal, if you go in a ship that's traveling on Shabbos and is going out of the Tchum, is there any Isser or is it Mutter? So the Gemara, Omer Rav Hoshea, Toshma, bring your eye for now, Mishnah. Says a mice in the Mishnah, mice is shabo mi palarandesin. They came from this place, ve'fligis svinosim bayam, and on Shabbos the svina went into the yam. And still we say there was a shiloh of tchumim in the Mishnah, that a shiloh you could walk throughout the whole ship, or only dal damis, but a koponim is considered you went out of the tchum, that was also. So the Gemariyam with Bishleim, yesh tchumim mishum hochi rotzui. That's why they wanted to be machim in the Mishnah, not to walk more than dal damis. But if you're telling me traveling in a ship, since it's going lamala meyut tfachim, it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, there's no issa to go out of the tchum. My rotzo, why did they want to be machmer on themselves? They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't go out of the tchum on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, kediyama rova, like rova answers, b'mahalechet b'rakak. We're talking about we are going on a rakak, means on very shallow water, which is less than 10 tfachim off the ground. So then there is an issa going chutz the tchum. The same case here in the Reish of the Mishnah, but Malechas Berakak. I'll tell you, it's talking about where the ship is going on very shallow water, that you are traveling in the 10th Fokum of the ground. Tor Shema, come on, bring your Raya from the Sefer al Mishnah. Pam Achas, it happened once. L'nichnesu l'nomul acher ha-shecha. The ship did not come into the port until on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, when Gamil says that he said a smuta to go off the ship on Shabbos, because he knows we came into the Tchum before Shabbos. Mashma though, if we didn't come into the tchum before Shabbos, it'd be awesome. Is iyam with bishleim yesh tchumim? There is an issa tchum even if you travel more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Shapir is good. Why Rabbi Gamliel said the reason why it's mutter is because we were already in the tchum of the city before Shabbos. El iyam, but if you're going to tell me ain't tchumim, there's no issa traveling lamala meyud ki loy hayino b'teichat tchum hahevi. Even if we did not come in to the tchum before Shabbos, still it should be mutter to get off the ship on Shabbos, because there's no way to travel in Lamala Meyud. And for the Gemara, my Rav b'Malechus for a kak. We're talking about here, the ship again is traveling on shallow water, which is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, so therefore there would be an issa going out of the tchum on Shabbos, and the reason why Rav Gamliel said in the Mishnah it's mutter to come off the ship is because he knew that the ship was in the tchum of the city at the beginning of Shabbos, by Ben Hashmashas. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. Hani shev shmaita to, there were seven halachis. Tis amrun b'tzafra b'shabato, kai medrab chizda b'sura. In Shabbos, in the morning, a darshan, somebody will soon say, how many was this Eliyahu Hanavi, said over these halachis. Shabbos in the morning by Rav Chizda's Beis Hamedrash in Surah. And Bahadi Pani Beshabbato in the Shabbos afternoon, Kai made the Rav of Pumpadisa. The same person, Eliyahu Hanavi, went to Pumpadisa and he said over the same shear, the same seven lochas there. Now the Chur Shadr is, how did he go? Chusat Chum on Shabbos. The Mar Man Amrinu, who's the one that said over these lochas? Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. It wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi that said it. Almo, we see, ain't Chum in the Malim Yasara. Like we know, Eliyahu Hanavi knows the shame. He can say Hashem's name, and he can make himself fly l'malam yasara. See, if you're going to tell me there's no issa to travel l'malam yasara, it's good how Eliyahu Hanavi was in Suri in the morning, and then he was in Pumbedisa in the afternoon. But if you're going to tell me there's an issa of traveling l'malam yasara, how can you go out? How can you go from one city to another city? I it's chutz etchum. After Gemara loy, I tell you there was the ma'isa was not with Eliyahu Hanavi. Dilma Yosef Shade Amrinu. It was Yosef the Shade that said over these halachis. So Rashi learns, Yosef Shaded Lemintra Shabbatim. He had no chiyuv to watch Shabbos. He was a shayd like a malach, he has no chiyuv to watch Shabbos. Really, I think they saw for the Chassam Sofer, like Yosef for Kasha, El is brought down, Eliyahu Hanavi goes to every single bris. So the question is, when you have a bris on Eretz Yisrael in all different parts of the world, how does Eliyahu Hanavi travel from one place to another place? So Bishleim, if there's no Issa Chutz Letzchum, it's okay. But if you're going to tell me that there's an Issa to travel even Lamala Me'asara, how could Eliyahu Hanavi travel around on Shabbos to every single bris from one country to another country? So Chassam Sofer answers that there's a chilik. If Eliyahu Hanavi is b'teras malach, then he has no chiyuv to watch Shabbos. Then there's no din chutz l'tchum. Tchum wasn't given to malachim. So when he goes to the bris, he's after malach habris, he goes b'teras malach, then there's no shayla how he can go chutz l'tchum. But Eliyahu Hanavi could also appear, but there is an Adam, a Ben Adam. That's like our Gemara here. When Eliyahu Hanavi appears in this world to be like a mensch, like an Adam, then he has to be a Shomer Shabbos. So that was our Kasha. How could he say the Halachas in the morning in Surya and then go to Pumbedisa in the afternoon, but there is a mensch? So in Gemara, Teretz was, Taka wasn't Eliyahu, it was Taka Yosef Shade that was a Shade that didn't have to watch Shabbos. Right, just so far we have no Rai, if there is an Issur or not, traveling L'malam Yasara, either through a ship, or on top of these small, these narrow planks, or by flying. So the Maror Toshma, I'll bring another raya. Sto adin hareini nozir v'yoyim sheben David bo. If somebody makes a nazirus, makes like a neder, he wants to become a nozir on the day that Mashiach comes, sheben David bo is dalocha mutel lishtos yain b'shabboses of yomim tovim. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and on Yontif. Mashpim, because on Shabbos and Yontif Mashiach can't come. Therefore, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos for Yom Tov. The author, Lishtos Yayin, Kol Yomei Sachil. But all the days of the week, he is also to drink wine. It's Kol Yomei Sachil. Then we say, Faket, it's also for him to drink wine. Why? Because there's a suffix, maybe Mashiach will come any day of the week. Strashi V'yosa Kol Yomei Sachil. Tal Dilma Osi. Maybe the Mashiach will come. So the Gemara, Iyan Rid Bishleima, Yesh Tchumim. If you tell me that it's also to travel, Chutz l'tchum, even l'malam miyudan Shabbos, haynu di b'shabbosu suviyomim toivim, muter. That's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Because Mashiach is going to come from Shemayim Poshid, which is not to come chutz l'tchum. So even though he's traveling l'malam yasara, but it's also to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's an issue to go out of the tchum. That's why it's good Mashiach can't come on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. El yarmut. But if you're going to tell me, ain't chumim b'shabbosu suviyomim toivim, there's no din chum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov when you travel the malam yasara above. So my mutter, why is the mutter to drink wine on Shabbos? Why can't the Mashiach come on Shabbos? He'll fly from the malam yasara, he'll fly over the chum. So why is it us different? Why do we say he can't come on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, nineteen here, there's no raya. Hey, the Gemara's question: am I mutter? And for the Gemara, shani hosim, here it's different. The Yom Akro, the pasuk says, Hine Yanoichi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Hanavi. Like Rashi says, Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem. Like Rashi says, Lefnei Bias Ben David, before Mashiach will come, is Yovei Eliyahu V'Yavaser. Lavaser. Eliyahu Hanavi will come to tell us that the Mashiach is coming. V'ho Loyos Eliyahu Miyasmel. So since Eliyahu Hanavi did not come on Friday, so mainly we know on Shabbos Mashiach can't come. So the kid says, the reason why Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos is not because there's an Issa Tchum, V'alamayisa, we're talking about that on Friday, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come. So therefore we know on Shabbos he also can't come. The Mashiach at least can't come. So the Mari Hochiv, this is the Svarom, V'chel kol yoyme v'yoyme na'amil ishtori. Every day in the week there should also be mutif him to drink wine. Do'alo yose Eliyahu Yisrael. Because yesterday we did not hear that Eliyahu HaNavi came. So since we did not hear that Eliyahu HaNavi came yesterday, the Mela today, Mashiach can't come. So Mashiach can't come today. Why is he ever a Nazir? His calls the man Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come. We know Mashiach is not going to come. So he should never be a Nazir. He only made a Nazir. He only made himself to be a Nazir the day that Mashiach does come. So if we have a Sof, he could come any single day, it's good. But if you're telling me, since Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, that's why we name on Shabbos, Mashiach is not going to come, so every day is the same thing also. And to Gemara, Elo, what do we have to say? Elo Amrinan, Le Bezdin HaGodol Osa, no, Eliyahu HaNavi Zichu went to the Bezdin HaGodol, just we didn't hear about it. So Melo Hochi Nami, Leima Le Bezdin HaGodol Osa. Maybe Tanka on Friday, Eliyahu HaNavi went to Yerushalayim, to the Bezdin HaGodol in Eretz Yisrael. And the people in Chutz Lars didn't hear about it yet. But the Melo Mashiach could come on Shabbos. So now the Kasher is Shever, why do we say that he makes a Nedim, not to be, to be a Nazir, on the day Mashiach comes? He's not a Nazir on Shabbos, why not? Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi came Friday, and on Shabbos Mashiach could come. Elamai Lachur is a Rai again, that what? That there is an Isset Chum, the going Lamala Miasarim. And that's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Zot Gemara, no, there's still no Rai. I'll tell you the Pshat is, Kva Mustach Lem Li Yisrael. We have like Avtocho, we are promised like, Shein Eliyahu Bo, Eliyahu HaNavi will not come, Loi Bi Arve Shabbosois, V'loi Bi Arve Yomim Toivim. He will not come on an Erev Shabbos and will not come on Erev Yom Tov. Why? Mifnei HaTerech, not to shter us, to stop us from our work. It's an Erev Shabbos, everybody's busy preparing for Shabbos, making the chol and cleaning the house. So if Eliyahu HaNavi will come, like Rashi learns, Shemanichem Tzorche Shabbos, Loichem Lahak Laponav, people will stop preparing for Shabbos, and they'll go give Eliyahu HaNavi Shalom Aleichem, they'll go be Mekab upon him. So today people should not stop preparing for Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Friday. Since he will not come on Friday, Mimele, we know for sure Mashiach will not come on Shabbos. That's why he's allowed to drink the wine on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Kosalka Daitich, we have a Mina, Midi Eliyahu LaYosa, just like Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Friday, Erev Shabbos, the Chura, is Mashiach Nami LaYosi, B'mayli Shabbota. Who Adin Mashiach will not come on Erev Shabbos, for the same Svarim, not to shter, not to stop the people from appearing for Shabbos. Or B'zoy Lishdori, Lishdori, so every Friday, on Friday should also be mutter for this person to drink wine. Hey, just like Eliyahu HaNavi won't come on Friday, who Adin Mashiach won't come on Friday. So not only should Shabbos be mutter, but Friday should also be mutter for this person to drink the wine. Because we know for sure Mashiach won't come on Friday. So tomorrow, Loi, I'll tell you, Eliyahu LaYosi, I'll tell you, no, there's a difference. Eliyahu HaNavi, he will not come on Friday. Of a Mashiach Hossi. But it's possible the Mashiach will come on Friday. Why? The Chivon, the Yosef Mashiach. Because once the Mashiach comes, HaKil Avodim, mainly Yisrael. All the Goyim will become Avodim, will be an ever slave to the Yisrael. So now there won't be a Shalif if Mashiach comes, they'll stop doing, preparing themselves for Shabbos. But they won't have to anymore. They'll have the Goyim that will work for them. So now the Mashiach could come on Friday and then all the Goyim will prepare for us. Mashenkin, if Eliyahu HaNavi comes on Friday, the Mashiach is not here yet, so then we will stop appearing for Shabbos, so therefore Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Friday. Mashenkin, Mashiach, is possible he will come on Friday. So therefore the only day that we know for sure Mashiach will not come is only on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Yeah. And the reason is, because Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on an Erev Shabbos or on an Erev Yom Tov. Pesach Gemara, Bichad B'Shabba Lishtori. Or Bazoi Sunday, it should also be mutter. We should know the Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. Why? What's the kashim? Because we're saying now that the day before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi has to come. So, Chur Eliyahu HaNavi, how can he come on Shabbos? If you're going to tell me there's an Issa Tchum, you can't travel a Malam Yasoro, so Chur Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos. So, Bazoi then on Sunday, for sure, Mashiach will not come either, because Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, so Mashiach won't come on Sunday. Elamai Lechura, since we're saying no, even Sunday Mashiach may come, Lechura Tzaraya, that Eliyahu HaNavi could come on Shabbos. So again, Lechura should be right, there's no Issa going Lamala Meyud, going Chutz Tchum, Lamala Meyud. That's why we say Eliyahu HaNavi could come on Shabbos, And therefore Mashiach could come on Sunday. And therefore the only day Mashiach will not come is only on Shabbos. So the Gemara of Azay Bechad Bishabo Lishdari, or else Lifshir Mino, let's bring a Ryan from here, the Ein Tchumim, that there's no Tchumim. That's why Eliyahu Novi could come on the Shabbos. The Yesh Tchumim, because if there isn't yet a Tchumim, he can't travel. Even the Malam Yesoro, Bechad Bishabo Lishdari, on Sunday should also be Mutter. To Loyosi Loyo Bishabbos. Why? Because Eliyahu Novi can't come on Shabbos, because there's an Issa to go Chutz to Tchum on Shabbos. If you can tell me, even the Malam Yesoro is also. So Bezoi, since we say no, that Mashiach could come on Sunday, it's a Raya Eliyahu Novi could come on Shabbos. So if we're here, it's a Raya, there's no Yisit Chum, L'malam Yasoro. And the Gemara, no, I'll tell you from here, there's no Klor Raya. Hi Tana, this Tana here, I'll tell you, Savuke Misafkali. This Tana is Mesupik, what is the Halacha? Iyesh Tchumim, Oy Ein Tchumim. Ula Chumra. And this Tana just goes to Chumra. Now he has a Sofik Taka. Maybe there's no Issa Tchumim L'mala Miyasara. Therefore Eliyahu HaNovi could come on Shabbos. Therefore Mashiach could come on Sunday. Therefore it's also to drink the wine on Sunday. But you can't learn out from here then that it's mut, like in our case, Metchila, to travel on a ship that goes Chutz Tchum since it's going L'mala Miyasara. You can't learn out that it's mutter because maybe it's Asar. No, the reason why the Tana here was Machmir, because he went L'chumra. He had a suffix what the Lachar is, and he went L'chumra here. But in the Gaya Tower case, to be Matim Metchila, to travel on a ship, which goes L'malam Yasur, on Shabbos, maybe it's also. So at the Gemara, the Koi Emes, the Koi Noder. Which day of the week was this person here when he made his Neder, that he wants to become a Nozer on the day Mashiach comes? Ilaim, the Koi B'choyol, if this person is standing in one of the weekdays, and then when he said his Nazirus, it is Chal, because maybe Mashiach will come today, is the Kasha Kivon, the Chal Olay. Nazirus, once the Nazirus was Chal, and Allah is Nazirus, is Chal for 30 days, Heichi Asi Shabbat Umafko Olay. How, when Shabbos comes, do we say it's mut for him to drink wine? Why does the din Nazirus goes off? Once it's Chal, it can't go off. So the Mori Elo, the Koi, be Shabbat of Konodar. We're talking about he's standing on Shabbos now and making this neder, or he's standing on Yom Tov now making this neder. This day, it's mutu, it's not chal naziris, because we know Mashiach will not come on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. From now on, once the naziris is chal, it doesn't go off. So Rashi learns, Akiva nachal le naziris, Rashi learns bearer Shabbos. As if he made the neder, he made the nazirus on Friday, so on Friday then we have to be mesupik, maybe Mashiach did come to the Bezna Godel, and just you did not hear about it. So it comes the next day on Shabbos, how do we say it's muti for you to drink wine? Maybe Mashiach came on Friday, and the nazirus was chal, and once it's chal, it's not poka. So the Morris Terence says, no, we're talking about you standing on Shabbos and making the Neder right now. The Locher is, today the Neder is not Chal. On Sunday the Neder is Chal, and then the Nazirus is Chal, and once you become a Nozer for the next 30 days, you're not allowed to drink any wine. So the Morris Vaita. Pamachas, Lenichnesu Lenomel. The case in the Mishnah was, that Bishim Gamliel was on the ship, and the ship first came into port on Shabbos. So Bishim Gamliel told him, I can see this the port, that when the beginning of Shabbos, the Ben HaShemoshes, we were in the Tchum of the city. We were not outside the Tchum to say we went Chutz to Tchum. No, at the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes, we were in the Tchum of Shabbos. Therefore, we're kind of Shvis in this city, we'll let it go off the boat. So the Gemara Tono, Shfuferes Hoysele Rabbi Gamliel. He had like a little round tube. Shehoye Mabit, he would look into it. V'tzoyfe bo apayim mama biyabosha. He was able to tell how far distance there is of 2,000 amas on the dry land. Ukinegdo alpayim biyam. That's how we knew when he was on this ship, he was able to look through his little tube, his little reed, and it was long, and he was able to tell exactly how far away is 2,000 amas. So Hashem, so this wasn't Mamashagawa telescopes, a telescope we could see much further. It was just on an empty round tube, so Rashi says that the further you look around, since it's smaller and smaller, the smaller it gets. So therefore he was able to tell the difference of 2,000 amas on dry land, and who had been connected, he could tell in the yam. So therefore he was able to tell how come at the beginning of Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes that the ship was in the Tchum of the city. Zot Yomar HaRoitzi Leida Kam Oim Kei Shogai. If somebody wants to know how deep down the valley or like the cliff off the cliff is Mavish the same thing, Mavish for Ferris. Let him bring this round tube. O Mavit born, look inside it for Yadeya Kamoimko Shagai. He'll be able to tell how far deep down it is. Like he'll measure on the ground how far it looks, how small something looks away, like 2,000 amas. And then he'll look down under the cliff and he'll see the same distance, so he'll know it's 2,000 amas away. Somebody wants to know how tall a palm tree is. Moideid koi mosoi. Let him measure how tall he is. Vitziloi. And he'll measure his shade, in other words, being the sun. And let's say you're 6 feet tall. So if the shade is also 6 feet tall, so you know the shade is exactly how tall you are. Vemele vitzel ka mosoi. Go now and measure how long the shade of this palm tree is. And how long the shade is, that's how tall the tree is. V'yadeya kama goyva shodekel. V'meilu, you know how tall this palm tree is. V'ayta horoitze shaloi tishre chaya ro. You want that a chaya, wild animal, should not rest. B'tzel kever. In the shadow, the shade of a kever, of where you're burying somebody. Rashlon, you put a matzever on top of the kever. And it gives off shade on the side. So you don't want the chayas, the animals, to come there and rest there in the shade. So what do you do? So build it in a certain slant that there won't be shade. How do you do that? Noyetz kone bedalet shoyes b'yon. Take a stick and stick it into the ground exactly the fourth hour of the day. So Rashi is masber, why the fourth hour of the day? Because look at Rashi. Noyetz kone bedalet shoyes. Kishabo lasser sabinya. Before you make this matzeva, you know it's kona biyabe shoyes biyom. Stick a stick in the ground the fourth hour of the day. Shoyes to show maskel Hashemes tschamin. That's when the sun begins to get hot. Viatzel tzoinin, and the shade is still cool. Vinoyach, it's nice. Kedermina bebrachis. Vecham Hashemes menomes ezer shosh Hashemes cham. Viatzel tzoinin habiyom ezer abo shoyes. Olafika chayus misavas tzel biyos tshom. Know this, and they like to come into the shade exactly the fourth hour of the day, because that's when the sun begets hot, comes hot, but the shade is still very cool. So Mela, what you do now is stick the stick in the ground, and the fourth hour, when you see which side the shadow is, and when you build your matzeva now, make it slanty, that it should be slanted the opposite way, that at this hour of the day, there's no shade at all. True, when the sun comes to the other side later in the day, there'll be shade on the other side, but at that time, since it's so hot all around, even in the shade it's hot, the chayas don't like that shade. So the kitzur, make sure that the fourth hour of the day, when the sun is hot and the tzel, the shadow, is very cool, at that time of the day, make sure there's no shadow at all. Like, build a matzeva in a slant, that that time there should be no shadow. So memela, the chayas will not come to this kever and will not bother the kever. And Rashi learns what's wrong if it comes to the kever. We're afraid maybe you'll smell the mace there and it'll start to dig under to eat it up. So therefore, the way to keep the chayis away from the kever is to make sure there's no shade there at the fourth hour of the day. But the solution I can offer is, again, Haroitzesh Latishre Chayi Roa B'Tzel Kever is Noyetz Kone B'Dalet Shores B'Yom. Stick a stick in the ground the fourth hour of the day. V'yira and see laheichan siloi noita. Which side does the shade go to? Mashpia v'yirlu, so make it slanty. Mashpia v'yirlu, slanty the other way. And you make sure at the fourth hour there's no shade there, therefore the chayas will not come. So the Gemara might happen to Nechemya b'rei derav chaniloi. Mish kachte shemaitato. He was learning Gemara, and he got fatracht, he started to think into a sugya. On Shabbos, he started to walk, thinking and learning, and by mistake, like by accident, he walked out of the tchum. So the Maisa Halacha is, even though you did a b'yoinis, but now that you're outside the tchum, you can't walk more than Dal Adamas. You only have your Dal Adamas. So he was stuck. This Talmud was outside the city, stuck outside, he couldn't come in, was out of the tchum. Omalei Rav Chizda Rav Nachman, so Rav Chizda told Rav Nachman, you should know, Nechemya Talmidcho, Nechemya, your Talmid, Shruya B'tzar, he's outside the city now, he's outside the Tchum, and he can't walk more than Dal Damas, he's a tremendous Tsar. Like, what can we do for him to help him out? Omalei, he gave an Eitzah. Also, Loi Mechitza Shobina Yodim. Take a few people to walk outside to him. Now, how do these people go out of the Tchum? So Rashi learns, these people all made a Ruvi Tchumim before for the Shabbos. So these, let's say 10, 12 people, are allowed to walk out of the Tchum, because they have an eruv there. So they'll walk out to see this Talmud, to see Nehemiah, v'yikonis, and like let them walk around in a circle like, so there'll be mechitzis around Nehemiah. So then, since he's in mechitzis now, all the mechitzis is like his daldamis, and since there's a long line, the line of people will come inside the tchum. Therefore, Nehemiah could walk in between these mechitzis of these people to walk into the tchum. And once he comes into the tchum, then he's back to his original tchum, like we had before. If the goyim schlep you out of the tchum, you only have dal damis. But let's say you had to go to the Beis HaKisei. We said you're allowed to walk. And once you have a heter to walk, you can walk into your tchum. And once you come back in, since you walked back in the heter, then you have your original dim of your original tchum. See, also, since you have now people all around him that has a shei mechitza, and the lacha will soon see it like a shilom megamliel. If the goyim schlep you on Shabbos and put you into a new makom, into a new deer of the soyer, that there are mechitzas around you, you're allowed to walk all around those mechitzas. There also, you could walk all around these mechitzas, and these bunch of people now will walk you into the tchum, so they'll come into the tchum, therefore it's mutter for you to walk into the tchum. The economist, that was the eitzah. So the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Achuri, the Rava. The Yosef, Rava, Kaima, the Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, the Rava. So Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, yes, Rava. My komi boiler, Rav Chizda. What was Rav Chizda's shayla that he first asked the shayla to Rav Nachman? Like, why didn't he give this eitz himself to take people outside and to make a mechitza of people? Elaim, if you want to tell me the case is. B'demoli gav raskinim. We're talking about you had a lot of people. In other words, you had enough people to go outside the city there, to go outside the tchum, that they would make like mechitzas all around Nehemiah, and these mechitzas would be so long that he's able to walk back into the tchum. So, what was your suffix then? Your shayla was, since these mechitzas were not here at the beginning of Shabbos, just in the middle of Shabbos now you're making these mechitzas. So that was of Gamliel's halacha before, that after goyim on Shabbos schlep you out and put you into a deer of a sawyer, that since now you're in new mechitzas, you're allowed to walk all around these mechitzas. So that was his chiddush. So you want to tell me the suffix is, do we paskel like Rav Gamliel or not, that it's mutter? Oy dumas like the Gemara name. I tell you the case here is, b'doloi moli gav raskinen. He did not have enough people to go outside the tchum to make a long enough mechitza for Nehemiah to walk into the tchum, mamish. So what was the shayla? They only made it to two amis still outside the tchum. The shayla was not, do we paskel like Rabbi Eliezer or not? The last mishnah in the perek, Rabbi Eliezer says a chiddush, that let's say somebody walks outside his tchum. He goes outside the apayim mama. So Tanakhama says if he takes one step out of the tchum, he's also to walk back in again. Rabbi Eliezer says no. If he only went two amas out of the tchum, he's allowed to walk back again. Because he has to go more than two amas out. So here with shayla, do we paskel like Rabbi Eliezer or not? And the case is, these people that made the mechitzas outside the tchum only came as close to the tchum as within two amas. In other words, even though Nehemiah now walked through these mechitzas, he's only left, he's still two amas outside the original tchum. So shalom is, do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that once you come within two amas to the tchum, you let it walk in again. Or else, no, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara, Pshita Tayyavad Rabbi Chizda Shaila was, like this last case. We're talking about there were not enough people there to make the mechitzas long enough that Nehemiah could mamish walk back into the tchum. Yes, if you want to tell me the case was, there were enough people there. There were enough people there to make a nice long mechitza that Nehemiah could mamish walk back into the tchum. Then, mighty boy, what do you want to say the shayla was? What was Rabbi Chizda Sofik? We said already the Rav Paskin, Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, Bedia Visoyu Svina. That means that if on Shabbos the Goyim schlep you out of your tchum, and they put you into a new mokim, this new corral that has mechitzas all around it, you are allowed to walk all around these mechitzas. Even though normal out of the tchum you only have Dal Damis, but when you have mechitzas around you, we say all the mechitzas are like your Dal Damis. So Mela, over here also, if you could tell me there were enough people here to make mechitzas mamish to walk back into the tchum, so pshita smuter, like what was the suffix of we passing like Rabbi Gamliel or not? Pshita we passing like Rabbi Gamliel. Elavadeid, elamaya vadeid cases, but the loy moly gabraskinin. We're talking about there are not enough people here to make a mechitza mamish for him to come in the tchum. Or the Rebbe Lezer can be boyle. And the shayla was he was only still two amis outside the tchum. And the shayla is, do we passing like Rebbe Lezer or not? that even though you're two amas out of the tchum, that means nothing, you're still allowed to walk into the tchum. So the Gemara, Deikanami, I'll bring you right to this pshat, to koma le yikonis. He told him, the original maisa was, he told him, get people outside, and then the yikonis, let him walk in. My yikonis, what does it mean we tell him to walk in? Lav doesn't mean, b'loi mechitza, without a mechitza. In other words, these people went around Nehemiah, that he was able to walk through the mechitzas mamish up until two amis outside the tchum. And now we tell you, yikonis, now walk the last two amis outside the tchum, walk inside the tchum even without mechitzas.